like to introduce myself. I'm Dan Delgado, Assistant Athletic Director and Sports Information Director at Garden City Community College. Before we get started, I'd like to comment and introduce both our head coaches. First, head coach I'd like to introduce is first-year head coach Nick Salazar. And in comments in regarding Coach Salazar, he'd been with Coach Sharp for 2 years prior to being named the head coach at Garden City Community College. We are very pleased to have offered and Nick accepting the job as head coach at Garden City Community College women's basketball. I guess the best way I can describe Coach Salazar is I'm a little bit older than him, and I would have no problem working under Coach Salazar. He's a good man, a good family man, and I know that these gals that play for him feel the same way, and that's what I would say about Coach Salazar. To my left is 10th-year head coach Chris Finnegan, and again, another coach that really takes care of the student athlete. Very, very high in discipline, structure, teaching, and coaching. And I believe it's those things that, if they're in place, which they are in place in our baseball program, eventually things take care of itself. And a region championship or an invitation to the qualifying for the national tournament and national championship is at hand. And that may sound like a lot of pressure, but I believe that you have to get those things in place first in our baseball program. And then there are numerous baseball players in here. And fellas, it's up to you to take it the rest of the way. And so without further ado, I will introduce Chris Finnegan to you to comment on his student-athlete. Mr. Finnegan.
Thanks, Dan, for the kind words. Talk about structure and discipline. We try and keep that within the program. Now, my life is a completely polar opposite of that. I'm getting married, so I don't know how much discipline that takes. But, no, it's something that I think every year the school does a great job, each program, on moving their kids on to four-year schools, and I think the one thing the school does that a lot of other community colleges don't do is we try and get our kids to the place where they belong most. I don't think we try and oversell. I don't think we as coaches try and look at the big name. We look at the product, and the product is our kids and where we're going to place them. You know, for example, Garrett grew up as wanting to be a middle linebacker in football and didn't quite make it. Part of it was because at age 12, he was 6'7 and 98 pounds. And then after that, started filling out some. But it's a long road for every student athlete. It doesn't matter where they end up going. It's a long road, and your attitude and your effort control that. And when you can control that, good things will happen. And work ethic throughout, I think every single student-athlete we have here on campus is without question very, very good and headed in the right direction. We're very happy for Garrett, for him, for his family. It's another Division I player coming out of this program. We've been very fortunate to have a lot of NCAA players, and we'll continue that tradition. Any questions? Not only is he a good student, he also doesn't talk much. So,
why Louisiana Tech?
Same reason I came here. Went down on the visit, felt like home, liked the coaches. I played with a couple of players this summer who go to Louisiana Tech, and became some of my best friends, and I just felt like it'd be a good fit to go down there and another place that feels like home and will suit me good for the next 2 years.
How's this program gotten you ready for Division I?
Well, I think if you can play for this guy, I think you can play for anyone, honestly. He teaches you so much about school, everything from school to work ethic, everything all these guys do, and I think they just get you ready for anywhere. I think you can go anywhere after you play for these guys.
Okay, Mr. Nick Salazar.
I think one of the
Thank you. One of the most, probably the best part of this process for me has being able to kind of be a big part of the journey that, that a lot of these players have. You know, we had four kids last year sign at four-year schools, five actually. Three of them signed Division One, and so it's amazing to kind of look back at the different stories each player has. You know, Sandra has a very unique story. She was far and away, out of our 13 players, the easiest to recruit. Coach Corley and I were on a road trip to go, in fact, visit a post player in Dallas, Texas. And somewhere between the Oklahoma border and Texas border, we got a call from Sandra's AAU coach and said, I got a 6'1 player leaving Bowie State. And we said, well, that's a good program. And we actually did most of our research on the phone and talked to mom. And we're kind of thinking at the time, all right, well, imagine if this trip, if we can get this kid in Dallas and get Sandra, we'll have two good post players in a matter of 4 or 5 hours. And, you know, long story short, we didn't get the other kid, but we got Sandra. And if I would have known at that time what we were getting, truly known what we were getting, what a tremendous impact she's had on our program. Her recruitment has been absolutely insane. You know, this was a program who produced an All-American last year, and I can say that Sandra's recruitment is probably, she's had more schools interested than any player I've had during my tenure here. And so her story took her from Bowie to Garden, and now we'll be taking her to the University of Houston, which is in the new Big East, if you will, the American Athletic Conference. So Sandra will have the opportunity to play against in the same conference as the UConn Huskies, the Louisville Lady Cardinals. And so she is definitely going to be playing basketball at an elite level next year. Obviously, we're also very, very proud of her and very happy for her mom, Sandra, back in Maryland. They deserve it, and we're going to do everything we can over the next 6 months to make sure she's ready for what she's getting herself into.
Questions for Sandra?
Why the University of Houston?
Well, they were the most aggressive when recruiting me, and I like that. And they're in an American Athletic Conference.
Right.
Can't really get that big. And when I went on my visit, it was just like, it was a big family, and I really like that, just like here. And I felt like it could be a good fit for the next 2 years.
Kind of same question. What has Coach Salazar done? I know I've obviously worked with him now since he recruited you, but what has he done as far as getting you to the next level?
He's done a lot. He taught me how to work way harder than I worked before, and he's basically getting me prepared for the next level. And I'm here because of him, so I appreciate him a lot.